Joining us now to analyze today's headlines is Robert Jensen. He's an author and a professor of journalism at the University of Texas at Austin. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Sonali.
22 people were killed and 123 injured yesterday when a bomb detonated in Bangkok, Thailand, at a religious shrine. The target of the deadly bombing was a tourist spot. The Thai government has accused a militant group in the northeastern part of the country as being responsible. New CCTV footage of a man believed to be the bomber was released to news media. And while it's difficult to make out the man's features, he's wearing a yellow t-shirt and glasses and apparently took off a large backpack and walked off. Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha called the bombing, quote, the worst incident that has ever happened in Thailand. Last year, Thailand was rocked by protests that led to a change in government. Bob, what do you make of the government's response to this incident?
Well, there's a lot of speculation about what this might be. And at this point, I don't think we know much of anything. Of course, there's a separatist movement in the south, a Muslim movement in the ethnic Malay territory, but no one's really, even in the Thai government, suggesting they're responsible. There's speculation that concern over the deportation of some Uyghurs to China might have inspired this, but it's really hard to make any sense of this whatsoever. We know that there's been a resistance to the populist surge in Thailand over the last couple of decades, really, and that military coups have been pretty standard. But I'm just not clear on what's behind this, and I think it'll be interesting to see if there is a clear explanation that emerges. I don't have one right now, that's for sure.
The Obama administration has just issued the final permit to Royal Dutch Shell to drill in the Arctic. The Interior Department issued the permit yesterday despite major protests in the states of Washington and Oregon over the past several months. Earlier, Shell was allowed only to drill on the edges of oil zones, but now, because it has fulfilled a government condition to have the right kind of emergency vehicle on hand, the final permit was issued, allowing Shell to drill into the heart of Arctic oil areas. The Chukchi Sea, where Shell wants to drill, is home to a pristine and very fragile environment. Activists are deeply concerned that drilling will disrupt the livelihoods of indigenous communities as well as marine life. Oil spills in the region, which are inevitable, will be impossible to clean up. Shell's permit was approved within weeks of President Obama making a major speech on climate change. Well, I guess, Bob, we shouldn't be surprised in the least bit over this news, right?
Right. This is one on which I have a clear evaluation. This is an insane decision. To start drilling in environmentally sensitive places is crazy. To start drilling and expanding drilling in general is crazy. There are some basic things we know, that we have to stop building coal-fired power plants. We have to stop building any new nuclear plants. And we have to stop this exploration for oil in environmentally sensitive places. But in a way, this isn't surprising. Remember, this is part of Obama's all of the above energy strategy, which is just a polite way of saying we're going to keep expanding the search for fossil fuels. If you look at the Obama all of the above strategy, you'll note that the first goal of it is economic growth, which means that this is a disaster. Whether or not there's a spill, the entire policy is a disaster.
And finally, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's recent meeting with activists from Black Lives Matter is now public record. A video recording of last week's private meeting with three activists in New Hampshire was obtained by a website called Good, as well as by MSNBC. Just as some BLM members have publicly confronted candidate Bernie Sanders, these activists attempted to reach Clinton but were not allowed into her event. She met with them privately instead, and during the exchange, they told her that her husband, former President Bill Clinton, was responsible for much of the mass incarceration impacting African Americans. Organizer Donasia Yancey told MSNBC in an interview afterwards that, quote, her response wasn't sufficient for us. Julius Jones, who was also present at the meeting with Clinton, added, quote, at the same time, she was also ducking personal responsibility for the role that her and her family played in it, too. End of quote. Now, Bob, many pro-Sanders people were angry with Black Lives Matter for not going after Clinton. So clearly they are targeting all candidates, and some of them even confronted Jeb Bush. What do you make of their tactics?
Well, whether or not the disruption of the Bernie Sanders event was a smart tactic or not is really irrelevant at this point. It happened, and the question is how to go forward for the movement to increase the visibility of these issues. I think it's very smart to target Clinton, because remember, not only Bill Clinton, who has a horrendous record on race, but Hillary Clinton herself has not been terribly predictable about this. Remember in the 2008 election or primary against Obama, the Hillary Clinton campaign sent Bill Clinton out to race bait. So I think putting pressure on Hillary Clinton is important. The Obama administration has made some good first steps about ending this insane mass incarceration policy, correcting the problems of harsh sentencing. And I think the real question is to make sure that that goes forward, that a Clinton candidacy doesn't step back from that, and if it's a Clinton presidency, that it goes forward. So I think this kind of pressure on the Clinton campaign is really important.
Well, Bob, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Anneli.
Robert Jensen is an author and a professor of journalism at the University of Texas at Austin. This is Uprising. We'll be right back after this break.